What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, before I get into this article, I have to sidetrack and talk about Trump and the attempted offlining that was witnessed by the entire damn world. Gentlemen, I say this and I absolutely stand on what I'm about to say. America has now officially become a third world nation in its thought process when it comes to politics and political leaders. Yep, we hear about this all the time in smaller countries where political opponents end up imprisoned or sometimes they're actually taken offline. And the fact that this happened to Trump in 2024 in America firmly cements our status as third world. Now, of course, everybody's talking about this. So, of course, I've let my opinion be known. Gentlemen, keep your head on the swivel because there are so many lunatics that have been unleashed in this society. And yeah, the absolutely most deranged people against Trump, they will let themselves be known on social media. And if they're anywhere in your circle, you guys know it's time to cut those people off. Now, let's get back to our regularly scheduled program with an article that was sent to me by Constable Kennedy that was updated on the 11th of July. Horrific details emerge from crossbow carnage house where BBC commentator John Hunt's wife and girls were executed. Yeah, gentlemen, this being a Daily Mail article, you know how excessively long they are. So, of course, I'm going to pick out the meatiest parts for our consumption. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The victims of a horrific crossbow attack in a quiet cul-de-sac made desperate pleas for help before they were brutally executed. It emerged last night. Carol Hunt, 61, the wife of BBC star John Hunt, and two of their daughters, Louise, 25, and Hannah, 28, were allegedly tied up before being shot dead in a quote-unquote targeted attack at their Leafy home in Bushey, Hertfordshire, on Tuesday. The suspect, Kyle Clifford, 26, who is the ex-boyfriend of Louise, was snared by armed police yesterday following a 24-hour manhunt after reportedly being found hiding among headstones in a North London cemetery. He was seen being stretchered away from the scene and remains in a major trauma hospital this morning, having suffered what are believed to be self-inflicted wounds after seemingly trying to shoot himself with the crossbow. Last night, horrific details emerged from the attack, including neighbors describing piercing screams, which they initially mistook for the of a distressed child. One of the three victims is understood to have dialed 999 and told police about the incident in a brave, tragic final act before the perpetrator fled the scene. One of the three women sent a text to her partner urging a call to police. Mother of three, Carol, who shares another daughter with John, was reportedly found in the hallway of the house with a crossbow bolt in her chest, with evidence of ligatures discovered near the victims. A source told The Guardian the three women were not tied up when found by police, but there were ligature marks around their face and wrists, as well as signs of injuries to their knees. It comes as the haunting final message of dog groomer Louise, who is said to have endured a quote-unquote messy breakup with Clifford shortly before her termination, also came to light. At around 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, neighbors of the 800,000-pound suburban home heard piercing screams, which they initially mistook for that of a distressed child. Later, they were to realize that it was a woman's desperate pleas for help coming from the home where the three women were ambushed by a crossbow-wielding Terminator. Soon after the screams fell silent, the assailant fled the property, by which time the police had been alerted and were on their way. Although police and ambulance had rushed to the house, they were unable to save the three victims, who were deleted at the scene. It wasn't long before detectives were on the trail of a suspect after a figure was seen darting out of an alleyway directly behind the termination scene. Clad in black, the man was captured on camera, calmly striding away with what appeared to be a crossbow tucked under his arm, hidden beneath a white sheet. Yesterday, neighbors revealed that Clifford had been in a relationship with the Hunt's youngest daughter, Louise, but she split up with him about a week ago. Well. Gentlemen, as we all know, the modern relationship is something that the vast majority of men should definitely avoid in this day and time, especially in Western nations, i.e. America, the UK, Australia, Sweden, all of them. Avoid these relationships. And of course, there's another article from a quote-unquote friend of Louise that talks about how Mr. Clifford was quote-unquote controlling. Yeah, we all know that buzzword. Basically, this man said, you know what? I'm going to set some boundaries. And of course, we know that women, especially in the West, when a man sets boundaries for his relationship, oh, he's controlling. Oh, I can't wear makeup. Oh, I can't stay out with my friends. Oh, I can't have male friends. Yeah, gentlemen, we all know this. Fellas, leave these modern scallywags alone. They are unworthy of your commitment, your sacrifice. They're unworthy of it. They want to still be in the streets even if they have a man. So you know what, gentlemen? Don't take them off the streets. Let them continue to run the streets as single women. However, once they're ready to return from the streets or take a break from the streets? No, do not allow them to do so. Let them continue to bask in their fucked up decisions. So no, gentlemen, don't try to set boundaries on these wild horses. Let them continue to roam free, because I'm going to reiterate, today's modern Western woman is unworthy of your sacrifice called commitment and exclusivity. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, he bomb rushed their home. I gotta give this a 15. Method of execution, the crossbow of calamity. I gotta give this a 25. Psychological impact, with the amount of media buzz and who these women are connected to, I gotta give that a 60. For the brutality factor, 3, crossbow. We all know crossbows are not a good way to go. So I gotta give that a 35. Excuse me, a 45. And for the uniqueness factor, I gotta give this a 15. So Kyle, crossbow, Clifford gets a score of 160. Gentlemen, I have to reiterate, the modern Western woman is unworthy of your sacrifice. Because as we all know, when we men decide to actually give a woman our commitment, that is a huge sacrifice for us. And yet, modern women don't think of it that way. They don't. They think of it as actually pretty fucking casual. Oh, you're supposed to give that up in regards to make us feel good. However, gentlemen, no, nope, nope, nope. More than likely, their messy breakup was because he wanted to impose boundaries. Look, if you're going to be my woman, if you're going to be in an exclusive relationship with me, these are the things you have to follow. And yeah, it is not controlling, gentlemen. See, that's one thing that the lamestream media has made sure to program into men. The idea of being insecure by not letting the woman that you decide to have a committed relationship run over top of you. Oh, no, 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 gentlemen. You don't have to allow that. If she's unwilling to come to your terms, guess what? Let her go. But, yeah, more female fuckery, more men who put the mask on. Once again, gentlemen, it just is what it is. Men of today are rebelling against the programming that the lamestream media and society wants men to actually accept. Yeah, accept the fact that you need to do everything as your role as a man. However, she doesn't have to do anything that she's supposed to do as a woman. Oh no, gentlemen, that is a horrible deal. Let it go. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And yeah, I stand on what I said about America's descent into third world status in regards to the attempt on Mr. Trump. And yeah, understand this. Ladies, if we men are willing to give you our commitment, that is not something to be taken lightly. So you better understand this and understand it crystal clear. The power you think you have, that is going out. Feminism, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, we have a situation of a woman who, for whatever reason, ended up driving her ex-boyfriend beyond his line to where he pulled a hat trick and took out the entire generation. Well, let me go ahead and amend that. There was one other daughter that actually survived because she was not there. However, he still pulled a hat trick. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.